Welcome, everybody. It's lovely to have you with us to worship again this morning on this fifth Sunday of Lent, otherwise known as Passion Sunday. Let's begin. In the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths shall proclaim your praise. Let your ways be known upon earth, your saving power among the nations. Blessed are you, Lord God of our salvation. To you be praise and glory forever. As a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, your only Son was lifted up that he might draw the whole world to himself. May we walk this day in the way of the cross and always be ready to share its weight, declaring your love for all the world. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever.
A song of lamentation. Is it nothing to you, all you who pass by? Look and see if there is any sorrow like my sorrow, which was brought upon me, which the Lord inflicted on the day of his fierce anger. For these things I weep, my eyes flow with tears, for a comforter is far from me, one to revive my courage. Remember my affliction and my bitterness, the wormwood and the gall. But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul that seeks him. It is good that we should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. For the Lord will not reject forever. Though he causes grief, he will have compassion. According to the abundance of his steadfast love, for he does not willingly afflict or grieve anyone. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen.
Our psalm this morning is part of Psalm 107, and we join together in the words of the refrain. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is gracious. For his steadfast love endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is gracious. His steadfast love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say this. Those he redeemed from the land, from the hand of the enemy, and gathered out of the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is gracious. For his steadfast love endures forever. Some went astray in desert wastes and found no path to a city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul was fainting within them. So they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He set their feet on the right way till they came to a city to dwell in. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is gracious, for his steadfast love endures forever. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and the wonders he does for his children. For he satisfies the longing soul and fills the hungry soul with good. He sent forth his word and healed them and saved them from destruction. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and the wonders he does for his children. Oh, let them offer him sacrifices of thanksgiving and tell of his acts with shouts of joy. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is gracious, for his steadfast love endures forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
Our first reading is from Jeremiah chapter 31, beginning at verse 31. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant that I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, a covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No longer shall they teach one another or say to each other, know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity and remember their sin no more. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. And as we say the responsory, please will you join in with the words in the bold print. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. By your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. We preach Christ crucified, the power of God and the wisdom of God. By your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. By your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
And our gospel reading is from John chapter 12, beginning at verse 20. Now among those who went up to worship at the festival were some Greeks. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and said to him, Sir, we wish to see Jesus. Philip went and told Andrew. Then Andrew and Peter went and told Jesus. Jesus answered them, The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly, I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Those who love their life lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. Whoever serves me, the Father will honour. Now my soul is troubled, and what should I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it is for this reason that I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name. Then a voice came from heaven. I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again. The crowd standing there heard it and said that it was thunder. Others said, an angel has spoken to them. Jesus answered, This voice has come for your sake, not for mine. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be driven out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself. He said this to indicate the kind of death he was to die. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Well, timing. I want to talk to you about timing. Time for living. Timing is such an important issue in the Christian life. So much can depend on your timing. A good question to ask when you're not sure about the timing of anything is, if not now, when? And when you sense that God might be asking something of you, especially a new thing, which will affect others as well as yourself, timing is an essential part of the discernment process. Is this the time? If not, why not? And if not now, when? What needs to change to make the time right? Jesus seems to have known for the whole 3 years of his earthly ministry that he was heading for a dramatic end, which would involve a violent clash with the religious authorities. But when? Jesus' response to God's timing is always faithful and obedient. And in it, we see both patience and courage. He doesn't rush his fences, nor does he hold back when the starting gun has been fired. From his childhood in Nazareth until the day he came onto the scene in Galilee, proclaiming the good news, Jesus typified the patient waiting of the psalmist who sang, "I waited patiently for the Lord." Even after that day when he began to preach the kingdom, Jesus bided his time for a further 3 years. When his friends encouraged him prematurely to step out of the shadows and into the light, his response was, "My time has not yet come." Then, one day, the answer changed. Our reading from John chapter 12 shows us the moment when, instead of "my time has not yet come," the answer became, "the hour has come. The Son of Man is going up to Jerusalem, there to be lifted up from the earth, there to draw all people to himself, there to be glorified, there to lose his life in this world, and there to find eternal life for himself and for all who will follow him." And nobody, not even those closest to him, can deflect him from his path. "Never, Lord," says Simon Peter. "Never, this shall never happen to you." And we all know what Jesus' answer was. So what about us? How do we know what God is asking of us and when? What can we learn from Jesus? First, be patient. Don't rush your fences. Second, pray. Jesus spent long hours alone in prayer and encouraged his friends to pray too. So don't be afraid to ask others to pray for you as well. And that will necessarily include the third thing, talking through what's on your mind with wise friends and independent advisors, people who know you well and people who don't, people who are familiar with the situation and people who are more detached and objective. Fourth, having done all that, put it to the test. Have the courage to act. Push the door and see if it opens. If it does, the question might suddenly change from "how can I be certain?" to the much scarier, "do I trust God enough to step through the doorway without knowing for sure what's on the other side?" The only way to really know is to put it to the test. Which means choosing to live as if God really existed, as if the gospel was really true. And in living that way, to discover the truth. After all, what have you got to lose? If it turns out you were wrong, you might feel a little foolish, but hey. If it turns out you were right, you're a child of the living God. And if we are children, then heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, says St. Paul. It's a way of living that is authentically Christian, to bring your questions to God. It's not a lonely path because it necessarily involves other people. sometimes older and wiser than you, sometimes younger and fresher and without all the caution that comes with age. It's a way of living which is full of surprises because our God is a God of surprises. It's a way of living that has repeatedly led me to places and people I didn't previously know and had never even heard of, there to find Christian friendship and the presence of the living God. It's a way of living with God, running after him, and being involved in what God is doing in any place, with any people, at any moment, and running after him again when a new thing opens up in a new place. It's a way of staying fresh in our Christian lives and being a part of something much bigger than ourselves. To try new things, let them run for a season, and then move on to the next thing. To follow in the life-giving footsteps of Christ as he dances across the desert places, bringing oases of life to flourish in a parched and thirsty land. It doesn't always mean literally moving to a new place, though it does for me at the moment, but it does mean being willing to try new things for God in the place where he has put you. To have the courage to push the door and see if it opens. To step through and go on an adventure with the living God. Go on. You know you want to. After all, what have you got to lose?
Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Break me, melt me, mold me, fill me. Spirit of the living God, pour afresh on me.
Let us pray. Yours, Lord, were the arms stretched wide on the cross, a welcome to all in the midst of your agony. Yours were the arms spread in blessing after the resurrection. Crucified Lord, risen Lord, we adore you in your pain and in your victory, your welcome ever the same. Gathering us to you and blessing us, enfolding us in your loving embrace. As we remember all those who are adversely treated because of their place of origin or the colour of their skin, we pray for the time to come when all people will rejoice in the diversity of different colours and races, different cultures and backgrounds. God of compassion,
hear our prayer.
As we remember those who are vulnerable, frightened to leave their homes for fear of street crimes, we pray for the time to come when violence will be no more and all will live in security and safety. God of compassion,
hear our prayer.
As we remember those who have suffered abuse at the hands of friend or stranger, and who bear the scars, physical, mental, and emotional, we pray for the time when all women and all men will respect each other, and where children will not fear violence or abuse. God of compassion,
hear our prayer.
As we remember those whose human rights are ignored, those used as political pawns in disputes between nations, those who live in constant fear of the bomb or the bullet, and as we especially remember for the people of Myanmar and Yemen, we pray for the time when peace will reign throughout the world. God of compassion,
hear our prayer.
As we remember those who are alone and isolated, we particularly remember those who mourn. And we pray for the family and friends of Mary Walker, Mary Westmacott, Michael Lane, Arthur Wilson, Mary Mayers, and Ola, and others known to us. And we remember those who are ill and those who are looking after loved ones. And especially this morning, we remember Pam, Jacques, Jen, Catherine, Brian, David, Jennifer, Mavis, Vera, Stephen, David, Steve, Adrian, Jean, Jane, Olwyn, Alan, Rosemary, Ryan, Andrew, and Margaret, and other people that we may have on our hearts. We pray for the time when there will be no more pain or tears, and when all will live in full community. God of compassion,
hear our prayer.
Loving Lord, as we look upon each other, may we see your image, which we all share. May we love as we are loved, and may we welcome as we have been welcomed by you. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And the collect for the day. Most merciful God, who by the death and resurrection of your Son Jesus Christ delivered and saved the world, grant that by faith in him who suffered on the cross, we may triumph in the power of his victory. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Standing at the foot of the cross, as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Christ crucified, draw us to himself, to find in him a sure ground for faith, a firm support for hope, and the assurance of sins forgiven, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be upon you and remain with you and those whom you love and pray for, this day and forever. Amen.
Thank you very much for joining us again this morning. It's been lovely to have your company and to worship with you. Just to draw your attention to those things that we normally mention at this point, the Mothering Sunday online service, if you haven't yet seen it. And Tuesday marks the anniversary of our first lockdown. And there's details about a service that Bishop Robert is taking in the cathedral that you might like to take to access, and a minute's silence that will be held at noon. I think a bell is being rung at St. Peter's. I think that's right. I'm right in saying that.
Yeah, it looks like it.
And I don't know if anyone else plans to ring a bell, but anyway, that's something to take note of on Tuesday. And the rest of the Lent course and services for next Sunday are on the notice sheet as churches begin to open for Palm Sunday.
Yeah.
Anyway, we hope to catch up with you very soon in any way that you care to catch up with us.
Yes, we do.
And hope to see you soon and have a lovely day and a blessed week. Bye-bye. Yeah.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you very much.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye